third. If you do have three, then.
I haven't asked anyone else to play, so you can definitely play.
Okay, okay.
I don't know if Tox will be on. But yeah.
Oh, he might be on Diablo.
Yeah, he will be. I seen him talk. I don't even know what kind of game. Is that like a little, like, not like a mobile game, but.
It's like a RPG, MMO, but not really MMO, but like over the top, over the shoulder, third person roleplay game.
Like, kind of looks like, what's that? What's that, zombies? It's like
arcade. Dead Ops Arcade.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that. It's literally like that. You just run around and you hit people and stuff, or, and you rank up.
What's the name? Hades? Is that a game?
Yeah, like Hades. And that, it's like cartoony. Like the graphics are yeah. It's kind of like that, yeah.
Okay. But it's Weekend Weebs, episode 29, June 1st, 2023. I'm Alonzo. And my friend Jason with me. And we only got three episodes this week because Hell's Paradise took a break. And I could not find a reason for the break at all. I think maybe they just wanted a break. I don't know.
Yeah, it might have just been like a hiatus because they don't celebrate Memorial Day over there. So I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, they took a break. And for these shows, these aren't weekly anime. I know weekly animes, they're probably always working, but they don't like work week by week, do they? Like they finish it and then put it
out. Yeah, it's completely done. Like the episodes are done and they just air them.
Okay.
Like the whole season is available in their little like server or wherever they hold the, you know, the information, and then they upload them to the websites, and then there's like a time, like a timer to when it goes live.
Okay. But yeah, we got Demon Slayer up first. How did you feel about this episode? We got backstory on Muichiro or Tokido, whichever one he wants
to
go by.
Muichiro. Yeah. It was pretty good. I thought his backstory was, I will say, everybody seems to have the same backstory for the most part.
I was just about to say, I saw a lot of commentary on that this week.
Like, everybody is just, but it's like, at the same time, it's kind of fair. Like, why else would you become a demon slayer if you don't know what demons are? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Majority of, I think demons are known, like, they're rumor. Like, people don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people hear, yeah, people say, like, oh, there's demons. Yeah, and until it happens. And then it's like, oh, snap, demons are real. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I could get why, like, so many of the Hashira or the people in the Demon Slayer court have been attacked by demons. And they've decided, like, all right, I want to fight demons. But at the same time, it's like, how do they even find these people to get into the demon court? Like, you know, I'm like the Demon Slayer court. Because obviously Tanjiro ran into old dude when he went to go kill the demons in the area. So maybe it's just like bystanders that see the demon slayers and they openly recruit, like, hey, if you want to join the fight, you know, just sign up here.
I'm sure a lot of sign your name on the dotted line. I'm sure a lot of Hashira probably have recruit. I know Hashira have like their students, like they have like, I want to call them retainers, but not really. Like they have those people that they take under their wing, and those are like their specific people. Like I think he's technically under the Hashira we haven't seen yet, like the guy, the really big one with his eyes like whited out. I think he's under him, and obviously what's her name, I think Konoha is her name, the butterfly girl, she's under the insect woman Hashira. I don't know her
who
name.
Who is Tanjiro under?
Tanjiro isn't under anyone. I mean,
Zenitsu and they kind of just do their own thing.
They're their own. Like Tanjiro technically could have been under Tomioka, but Tomioka didn't take him. And then he also could have been under Rengoku, but Rengoku died. And then he could have been under Tenza, but he's retired. So like everyone, and at this point, I mean, he's kind of already been like, he already like, not admitted, but like put in a request,
got
like
all the
Tanjiro
experience.
Could be a Hashira
point. Like he has all the experience to be considered.
Yeah. So at this point he probably won't work under any Hashira, but I seen the commentary this week. If you don't know what we're talking about, a lot of people were saying that a lot of the characters in Demon Slayer, at least the human characters that became Demon Slayers, all have a similar backstory. And I guess some characters like that would be... But when you say that, I mean, yeah, there are a lot of characters that have that, but there's also a lot of characters that don't. Like, the characters that do are, like, Tanjiro, Moichiro,
Ginyu, about it, honestly, because Zenitsu just was like, he was just down bad. He had no life, and he was like, I need, you know, to get my life together. And he wanted to be able to approach women, basically, and have something to show for it. That am I wrong? Like, that was his backstory on it, right? Yeah. And then the other dude who came from the mountains,
he ran into a demon slayer, and he was like, "You're on my turf," and he like beat him up and took his sword.
Oh yeah.
And then he wanted to know more about it.
So yeah, so I guess it is fair. I don't know. I guess that was a bad like generalization. Like, but it's only been three people, so it's not fair to say. And then we know Tengen was like a ninja, and he escaped, or he saved like his three wives or whatever because they were in a bad living situation.
And he volunteered. Lord the Master like met him, and he's like, "Join us," and he's like, "Yeah, sure, I'll serve under you." And then Rengoku, his dad was a demon slayer.
So he just followed in line behind his dad. Yeah.
And, I mean,
okay, so yeah, it's not fair to say that. It's not fair to say.
Yeah,
that.
I wouldn't like. I love generalizations, but like, I wouldn't say that's a fair one to me.
Like, face value, it seems like, all right, but then once you do some digging, it's like, okay, it's not.
Yeah, like it's a common one. Like, another common one in Demon Slayer backstory is just like being dirt poor and like Konoha, like the girl that didn't talk and flip the coins, like she was just dirt poor. Ginyu and his family, even though their family got killed by demons, they were also just like dirt poor. The one demon that was in the Entertainment District arc, they were dirt poor, and then they got turned into demons since then. Like, that's a theme. Family getting
killed. But it's kind of like, if you have a regular life, why would you even want to be doing any of this stuff?
Yeah. Unless, like, you're born into, like, a family.
Yeah.
Or, like, a special situation, I guess. But, yeah, that's just some stuff you were saying. So, in this episode, we get Muichiro's backstory. We find out... How does it even go down? We just find out that...
He escapes the bubble, and he remembers, because he's like, "I'm too weak." Remember, the kid saved him. Mm-hmm. He got out the bubble, and then he was trying to do some more breathing techniques, but he's like, "My body, I can't move." He was like, "I'll just give up." And then he had a flashback of his dad talking to him, and then that's when it just kicked into the whole... he was like, "Oh yeah, I remember who told me." And then he started talking about his dad and how they used to be woodcutters. And then at first he was talking about it as if, because I guess he's gaining his memory as the memory goes on. Because at first he was like, "It was just me, and I love cutting wood with my dad. And my mom was sick, and my dad went out to get herbs, and my mom died, and then my dad also died, and then also I have a twin brother. Actually, it was me and him."
His dad died. It was so silly.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, why are you in the storm hanging off the side of a cliff trying to grab these herbs? Like, all right, bro. Crazy. That was begging for death. And I'm not going to lie, the brother was spitting a little bit. Like, he was an asshole about it. But when you really think about what he was saying to Moichiro, like, he was like, "I told mom while she was working, hey, you need to take a break," like, multiple times throughout, like, before she got super sick. He was like, "Hey, you should take a break. You should rest. Take a break."
Yeah, I don't think he was saying anything wrong.
I know, but he was like yelling at her. He was just being mean. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then he also was like, the first thing he said was like, "You shouldn't do things for other people." And he was like, "Why? Dad did something for mom." He was like, "Yeah, and he's dead. See, that's a terrible example. This is why you shouldn't do stuff for other people." That's not a good. Yeah. He wasn't spitting on that.
But then, like, when people talk about him, I'm like, he was like 11. Like, he's just generalizing things, and this is, like, the cards he's been dealt at 11 years old, so, like, this is, like, how he's doing.
And then I don't know why he didn't take up the offer from the lady. Like, he was just being bitter at that point. He was just like, "Bro, you guys are literally living in the woods cutting..." I don't even know who they give the wood to. I'm assuming they sell it to somebody, but it's just, like, why would you not attempt to have a different means of living? Maybe he doesn't want to fight demons, or he didn't even believe it at first. I don't think he was like,
No, he anyway, didn't believe in demons. He was like, what? Yeah. This is silly.
And then he was like, even if that is true, we're not the chosen ones or whatever. Like, that was our past, you know, relatives or our history. We're not like them. And so that pretty much happens. I mean, it's really nothing from there. It's just his brother being mean to him and saying how, like, he thinks his brother hating him. And then in the middle of the night, and you know, it's crazy. The description of, like, this was so spot on. Because, like, I was just thinking, like, in real life, when it's hot as hell, you can't sleep. You know, like, you're trying to sleep, but you can't even, it's so hot you can't sleep with covers on. Because he was like, it was so hot, and the cicadas were just buzzing. And I can just imagine, you know, like, oh my God, that would be terrible. You know, like, I've been, not that I've been in a situation where it's like, I can hear cicadas at night. But, like, it's been, it's been times where it's like, it's just hot as hell, bro. I can't even go to sleep.
Yeah, it's just too hot.
Yeah, it's just too hot to go to sleep.
Like, you just take all the sheets off, you just lay on the bed, and you're sweating. There's a fan, you gotta turn a fan on.
Right, and so, and then they both were up, and then they just look up, and this dude just walks into their house, and it's like, oh, well, we've seen this story before. And then he slices his brother's arm off. He's like crying, and then the demon's talking about, yeah, you guys are worthless, I'm just gonna kill you, like, stop all the screaming, like, it's futile, nobody's here, like, just let me kill you and go about my business, basically. And then Morichiro just went not super even Ultra Saiyan. Instinct, he just went super rage. Yeah, super Saiyan. I don't like how they didn't animate this, though. That was kind of lame.
Yeah,
like, they just,
was weird.
It was just black and then blood, and then it's like, all right, now we just see the demon headless, staked into the ground.
Yeah,
and then Morichiro's just laying, like, standing above him with, like, an axe in his hand.
A bunch of, like, different, like, farm tools.
Yeah. And so that happened anyway. And I'm like, I'm just, in my head, I'm thinking, like, his brother must be bleeding out. Like, he must be dead by now. Like, there's no way. Unless he's, like, I was thinking it was a slim chance that I was thinking, like, maybe he survived and he's, like, amputated. They amputated his arm, or it's already amputated, but, like, you know, like, they bandaged it up and he just went to go live with, like, the master or something. And he just stays there and he helps around the palace or something like that. And that's why we never see him. That was, like, hopeful thinking. Like, I didn't think that was going to happen, but I was like, that might have been, you know, cool if that did happen. But he ended up dying, and he gave, like, a whole speech saying, like, I was wrong. I only said those things because I was projecting. Like, I'm not chosen, but you are. You can go and do great things. And, you know, he was praying to Buddha to save his brother and make sure he's, like, safe. And we still don't know how he lost his memory. It could be from trauma or something. I don't know. We don't know, like, if he hit his head or something. Or if he was in battle.
When they show, when they show him, like, when the master was talking to him, saying, like, you'll get your memory back one day. I think
he was bandaged
had, like,
up, laying down, yeah, on his head, yeah.
Maybe he just, like, got hit in the head really hard by something, I don't know. But, yeah, they haven't described that yet. But then, okay, so then, yeah, the flashback's over, so we assume he joins the Demon Slayer Corps. But, like, the thing is, like, what was this, like, 3 months ago? Because, like, the Tenzin guy, he said, like, remember he was talking to the main, like, Upper Moon in that arc, and he was like, talent, like, raw talent, like, I don't have that, like, I worked hard, like, raw talent is like these two guys, and it was like the big Hashira and Muichiro, and he was like, mm-hmm. They picked up a sword and, like, mastered in, like, 2 months. So, like, I'm
so kinda... You think they've only been there for 2 months? I think they've been there longer, but I think he's saying, like, they became Hashira level in 2 months.
Okay, yeah, that'll make more sense.
That's what I think. Because I think, because you gotta, we don't know how long ago that flashback was.
And I don't know how long he's lost, has memory lost either.
Yeah. But then we get some more information, though, about, because when he gets the sword from, the swordsmith that was working on his, not the one that's working on Tanjiro's, we got another flashback when he was talking about the original sword maker, who was the kid's dad, who ended up dying. Not the kid who died, but you know how he said his dad got sick or he had, like, a heart condition or whatever, and he got sick and died? That's his dad, I believe.
Oh, I didn't catch on to that.
Because remember, he was like, yeah, my dad just passed away from whatever, and from, like, a random heart condition. But he was saying, like, he was sick, and he was, like, basically saying, I forgot exactly what the swordsmith was saying to him, but he was just like, you know, I feel bad for you because you've dealt with so much in your life and you don't remember anything. And I couldn't imagine, you know, like living in a life like that, even though he's about to die. But he was just saying, like, I feel sorry for you because you've dealt with like a lot and you're so young and yeah. You're like just made to kill. It was like something like that. He was just like, he just felt like he wasn't getting a good life.
Yeah, he just felt bad for him because he just has amnesia. He just doesn't know what he's doing. He's just like, it was weird to me. He remembered like how to fight and everything still.
But you know, like some stuff is like muscle memory because people lose their memory, but they can still like do things. Like, for instance, if somebody played basketball and they lost their memory, they wouldn't forget how to play basketball.
You're saying like their body would still remember all the movements.
Yeah, like their body would still be able to like shoot and stuff like that. But
it would probably wouldn't feel be weird to not know how you got to that.
How
point,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Like I that can would do be weird all this stuff. Like I can move and do all these movements and use like this misbreathing technique, or like I can cross over triple, shoot a three, but I don't even remember like training to do that. I could just do it. That would probably feel really weird. But yeah. Oh yeah. And then the guy died, obviously. And then he unlocks like this, not form, but like he has like marks on his face. Different
yeah,
from
like
Tanjiro's. But yeah, like the same thing. And he's
but
like,
they're from the same. I think that's their thing though. Cause even the first, like the upper moon, the first one, he has a mark on his forehead too.
Yeah. But his is like, so, looks like Tanjiro's.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure, but they descend from the same group of people. Like, they're related from the same swords, or the clan or whatever. That's, like, the sword, the number one, the first breathing technique.
Okay.
Yeah, him and Tanjiro are from the same. Because remember, his dad looks just like Tanjiro. But I'm pretty sure they're both from the same lineage of people.
Okay, that makes sense. They just have different marks.
Yeah, marks, yeah.
Because when the lady came to, like, recruit him, they said, like, you're a descendant of, like, the first breathing
people. Yeah, the first
people.
Breathing technique people, yeah.
Even though he only uses mist, though. I guess it's different from Tanjiro. Tanjiro just happened to remember his dad's dances, and that's why
he started. And, yeah, it just happened to be the fire dance, or the sun dance, and then he asked, what's his name? Rengoku's dad, yeah, about it. And he was like, I don't got no answer for you, but you can read this book and get what you get from it.
Goku's dad.
I wonder if we'll ever see Rengoku's brother, his younger brother. Because he wants to be a Hashira too. But I know he was trash. Like, he wasn't as good.
He's young too. He has time. I don't know how far, like, if...
I feel like the story will end before we see him again. Like, I don't think he'll have any, you know.
He has a lot of training to do. But I think that was, like, the whole episode, right? Did we even see Tanjiro in this episode?
No, we didn't. And then we saw Mauricio fight who's that, upper two or upper three?
The vase.
Yeah, the vase dude. And he cut him up, and he was like, ha, you didn't hit me. He was like, you've lost sense of your, you're losing your senses because I did hit you, and he, like, cut his throat, and he was like, all right, I'm gonna kill you, like, I'm done playing. And so, next episode, I think he can kill him. I think the real big dude is, like, the one with all the emotions. The emotions. Like, I think Mauricio will clean him up. They might meet up or something, but I think it would be awesome to see him just, you know, kill a, because he is, like, a top-level Hashira. Like, he should be able to, you know, solo at least a move. You know, I think that'll be cool. Like, all right, let me just get this dude out of here. Let me find Tanjiro. And then that dude is the real threat. Like, the real, like, they need all three of them to beat him.
That would be cool. I feel like we haven't seen a solo Hashira feat in, like, a while.
Yeah.
Well, so someone actually, like, winning. I mean, Rengoku, it was kind of like a tie. Well, he lost, but...
Yeah, he could have won if he didn't get poisoned, though. But that's the main thing. They all get poisoned. Because even Mauricio, he's poisoned right now.
Well, I don't think Rengoku got poisoned.
No, yeah, Rengoku didn't get poisoned, but Tanjiro and them kind of intervened. He had to kind of try to protect them, and they were kind of in the way, and that caused him to make mistakes because he had to try to protect and fight at the same time. Which kind of happened to Morichiro too, because remember he showed up and then he had to jump in front of the needles because
needles.
he had to protect. So it's like a combination of poison and them having to do two things at once. Like, I can't just fight you. Like, I have to worry about saving people and fighting you, and then you poison me. So, like, it's just you get a debuff. It's like one of those annoying boss missions where you got to do too much stuff at once. It's like the boss
You
isn't
gotta
even really
fight the
that hard.
wave at the same time as
Yeah,
the
like the boss isn't even that hard. It's just all this other stuff distracting me, causing me to mess up.
That's the same thing with Tenzin too, when he was fighting. Like, he had to protect Tanjiro and his wives, and he had to go back and forth between two different spots. And yeah, that makes sense. I think that's about it for Demon
Yeah,
Slayer.
that was that episode.
The backstory was like okay. I didn't really
Yeah, it didn't
right.
make me feel any other way. I don't know. It was okay, like you said. It was okay. It didn't really make me feel more connected to Morichiro or anything. It was just like, all right, his life sucks, just like every other, not every other, but all the main Demon Slayers we know, they got a run in with a demon, their family died, and now they're trying to, kill demons and save people. It would have been more interesting if they showed us how he lost his memory. Like, I care more about that than,
Yeah, I want to know what that was too. Was he fighting someone? Did he just like fall down or his? Like, I don't know. Maybe it's not that interesting. Maybe that's why they won't show us. I don't know.
Yeah. What if it
But
happened during training?
could it happen during training? Do you want to talk about Vinland? I think you said it wasn't. It was like okay this week, you said.
It was okay. Because we left off on Thorfinn leaving from Leaf to go talk to Canute, and then we pick back up in this episode with Einar just staring at I forgot her names, her grave.
Arnhem.
Yeah, Arnhai. He was at Arnhai's grave and just kind of sitting there thinking, and like, dang, she's gone. And having flashbacks to like her thanking him and saying, thank you, Einar, thank you, Thorfinn, for all you guys did. You made life actually feel livable for the time before, up until Garter showed up and everything went to hell. And then it cuts from there to go to. Or it goes,
Just
he
the
talks to
armor.
Leaf. Yeah, it goes to the family, but he does talk to Leaf. He's like, why'd you let him leave? He's like, he said he's gonna come back. I'm not gonna leave him, and I trust him, and so I'm gonna wait.
Yeah.
And then he's
See,
like,
I
all right,
saw
I'm
the
gonna go
look
get
in
him.
his eyes. I
Yeah, he's like, I
noticed.
saw the look in his eyes. He'll be back. And then Einar was like, what? You're crazy. I'm gonna go after him. And then it cuts to Thorgal, Kettle, and the other son, and the
Almer.
head, yeah,
Well,
Olmer,
Almer
and the.
sees he goes up to
Oh
like
yeah,
where
he goes to
the
see all the
bandits
people that were
were.
damaged, and he's like, "Oh my God,
Yeah.
what is this? This is war?" He didn't know what he was asking for, because remember he's like, "I want to be a warrior," all this other stuff, and I think it's just a realization, like, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't want to do these things. I don't want to see people die. I don't want to fight. I don't want any of this.
And the girl from the beginning of the season was like crying. And remember the dad who was like sitting
Yeah,
outside
the dad who's sitting outside the door
the
listening.
door. He was still trying to get him to marry his good daughter, even though
Yeah.
he's about to die.
He was like, take care of my, promise me. Cause, I mean, I
Yeah.
bet, because he's like the breadwinner, probably. Like, even though they
Yeah.
also work on the farm, but he probably does the most. Or he
Yeah,
does
he
the
does.
most to keep them on the farm and able to live there. So he's like, make sure you take care of my, take care of my family. Please.
I was laughing
Please.
because I was like it's one of those like awkward moments where it's like someone asks you to do something like before they die and like y'all weren't even like that close, but now you feel like compelled to do it. Like, please take care of them for me. I'm like, oh, like you're like I feel like it's like a really like conflicting situation.
And
But then
so,
he just ran, like wailed and ran off after that.
yeah, he walked back. Remember, he was just walking backwards. because he was just looking at everybody, and then he like somebody stood behind him, but it was nobody behind him, and then he hit a brick wall, and it was the dude in his head. It was the dude he killed when they were on the mainland or whatever. And he was like, basically something like, "You're not anything. You're weak. You're not a warrior." And then he just screams. He's like, "Ah, what the heck?" And then he's like in a fetal position, and then she's like, "Omar, are you okay?" And they start rubbing his back. And then it like cuts to him going back to well, before that, it cuts to the family like talking about what they're gonna do. And then Snake shows up and he's like, "Hey, Canute sent another messenger. He said, you know, you guys can surrender. It's really, you know, like I'm not trying to kill everybody. Like I kind of just did this because you forced my hand. Like you guys came out here and got your people slaughtered, and I'm not gonna, you know, I told them not to pillage and I told them not to, you know, advance because they'll just destroy more stuff. So if you guys just surrender now, it'll be fine." Like he was saying, "I won't hurt any of the other people. Like obviously your family is going to be taxed or whatever. I don't even think they'll be in trouble. It'll just be like, hey, you just got to pay me. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you pay me and everything else will be whatever." And they're like, "No, we're not doing that. We're not giving up our farm."
Yeah, like the mom, Thorgal.
Yeah.
Like the main people
that are like, "No." And then, you know, the old master, he's like, I didn't even want this land. Because he told his other son, like, "I told you, like, when you go for so, like, it's no reason anybody should be this rich." And he said that in the past episode. Like, "I don't understand." He was like, "I don't understand what his fascination is of having all this land, especially when people were stealing from him." He was like, "You got all this land, you can't even protect it. Like, what's the point of having all this stuff and you can't even keep track of everything you own?" And then it kind of just came full circle. He's like, "Yeah, you know, I kind of told him, you know." He's just sitting in the back. I
told his ass. "You asked for it."
And so he's just chilling in the back, just listening. But in my head, I'm thinking, like, he's like, "Yeah, see? What did I say, you know? Look at what happens." And then Omer finally shows up. And because he was like, "No, you can't make a decision." Because Thorgo was like, "No, we're not surrendering." And then he asked Snake, like, "Even if I did, what would you have done?" He was like, "If you fight, I'll fight. If you did not, you know, I wouldn't have fight. Either way, I'm going to stay, you know, I'm going to stay with you guys." Because, like, he feels like he owes Kettle that because he let him live and kind of saved his life. So he owes, you know, his loyalty. And then Omer shows up. And then the old master's like,
"A water bucket at him."
Yeah.
He's like, "I'm not going back to being poor." Think about living, father. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and then he just sat there and ate it. He was like, "Whatever." And then his lackeys or whatever, like, "You can't do that. Like, what are you doing?" And then he was like, "It's fine. It's whatever." And Omer shows up because Thor was like, "We're gonna fight." And then old master's like, "No, you're not the head of the house.
You're not the successor."
Yeah, you're not the successor. It's Omer. And then Omer shows up, and he's like, "I want to surrender." At first, I thought he was going to say that too, but I thought his brother was going to talk him out of it. Like, on some, like, just on, I don't know, like, not manipulate him, but just, yeah, basically manipulate him and change it. Yeah. Because he was like, "It's okay." Or at first, he was like, "It's your fault. Like, we wouldn't be in this situation if it wasn't for you." And then when Omer started breaking down, he was like, all right, let me dial it back. You know what? Regardless of who it was, like, he would have tried to get me, like, he would have tried to make me, you, or dad do something so they'll have a reason to do this anyway. Like, he would have tried to trick any of us. So it's not all on you. Trying to, like, make him feel better about it and saying, like, "But there's one thing you can do to right this wrong. You know, we could just fight him and win.
Have honor as a Norseman."
Yeah. And then he was like, "No, I'm not doing that. Like, I don't want anybody to die. Like, I don't care. Like, I just want to live. I don't want to die. I don't want to see anybody suffer anymore. And I just want to stop it all. So I'm going to surrender." And then Thorgo just kind of, he was like, "I'm leaving. Like, you guys are cowards. I'm out of here."
Yeah.
And I think he's about to do something very drastic. But I think he'll honestly end up killing, like, a lot of their army. And he'll get, this is my prediction, he'll get, like, this close. You can't see my hands, but, like, so close to killing Canute. But he's going to be done, like, out of energy because he fought all these other people. And it's just, he's going to die, like, right before the moment. That's what I think is going to happen. Either that,
also see Thorfinn,
or he's going to join. Him. Yeah, or Thorfinn will stop him, or he'll join Canute. Join his army. Because Canute was like, "I want him, and, you know, don't kill him. I want him to join. I want his.
I can see that.
His work or whatever." So,
you know, I don't know how you trust him, but.
I mean, but it's not his fault. You just set his family up. Like, why would he not turn his back on you? You know what I'm saying? But if you're like, all right, look, I'm done messing with your family. They got to pay me, which is work for me. I get what you're saying. Like, how can you trust him? Like, he could try to backstab you later down the line because of what you did on some, like, not even being petty, because it's not really being petty, because it's like, you just fucked my whole family's life up. Like, what the heck? And now you want me to work for you?
Yeah, I don't know if Kettle's going to live or not.
Yeah, we don't even know. His eyes might be gone or something. Like, I don't know if he's blind now or whatever. His eyes were covered. So then it cuts back to Thorfinn. He shows up. He's like, hey, I want to talk to the king. They're like, who are you? He's like, I'm a friend of Kettle. I'm a messenger.
Son of Thor's.
Yeah, they're like, who? We don't know who that is. And then he's like, he's trying to punch him. The dude's trying to hit him, and he's just dodging all the attacks. And then they're like, knock him out already. Hit him. Hit him. And then he kind of finally gets a hit in, because I feel like Thorfinn just let him hit him. He was like, all right, you can, you know, whatever. If this will get you stopped, just hit me. And then he hit him, and then he saw the bet on the side. He was like, all right, here you go. Won. And he was like, what's that? What's going on? Like, what's the bet? He was like, basically, they're betting how many times he can hit you before you run away. And I guess it's got bet at one or something. Because Einar showed up, and he was like, all right, let's get out of here. You know, like, we should leave. And then him and Einar talk for a little bit. Einar just lets him know, like, what you're doing is stupid. Like, this is dumb.
I think it's stupid, let's leave. Too.
Oh, you think it's dumb, too?
Like, this think, part. Like, the him taking the bet.
The beating.
Being punched. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, he's getting 100 punches. It was like 100.
Yeah, he was like, if you can take 100, then we'll let you do it. But if you don't, we'll just kill you anyway.
Yeah,
but
we'll just kill you anyway.
The
yeah.
thing is, like, the guy who's, like, Canute's right hand, like, he heard Thorfinn.
Yeah, he went up and told him. And Canute was like,
he stopped.
He was like, do you know him? He was like, is he short? Is he a small man with scars? He was like, yes. Is he young? Yes. He was like, ah, do you want to meet him? No, it's not worth it. I'm like, damn, I didn't expect. I was so wrong. I thought he was going to be like, yeah, let him come through. Let him talk. He was just like, no, I don't want to talk to him.
I thought that too. And he just walked away. I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah. And then the other dude. But I think it's because he knows Thorfinn knows who he really is. Like, Thorfinn knows, because Thorfinn was there when he was younger. You know, now he's like a king or whatever, and he's doing all this stuff. But that's not really him. Like, even though he's doing all these things, I don't think that's really him. Like, he's, like, lost. He's not. You get what I'm saying?
You think Thorfinn like, would, like, expose him?
I think he would expose him and talk to him and make him realize, like, bro, this is not you. Like, you used to be the dude that looked like a little girl and you were scared of everything. Like, you're not a king that takes over people's land and kill people. And Thorfinn doesn't even know about the part, like, he poisons people. Because he hasn't killed anybody, like, straight up. He does shady business, and he kills people in ways in which he kind of can avoid any true conflict. And I feel like Thorfinn knows that. And not that Thorfinn would, like, say that to him, but he'll just be like, dude, like, you remember me. Like, you've seen what I've done. You know, like, I don't know. I think he would just talk to him. And, like, make him feel bad about himself and make him be like, damn, why am I doing this? Like, what is the point of all of, you know, like, what is the point of all of this? And then the other dude, the captain of the Joms Viking, he was like, there's no way that's him. I think he doesn't believe it. He doesn't even believe it. He's like, that's not Thor's
son.
Like,
Thor's.
But I think what's going to happen is he's going to walk in on him getting punched, and he's going to be like, ah, that is his son. And then he's going to, because remember I was saying, I think he's going to try to, like, either make him join the Vikings or do something. I think he'll still end up doing that, maybe, if he comes up and, like, oh, this is actually Thor's son.
Maybe. But I just, like, the route that Thorfinn took, like, I thought he was going to be like, if I beat you in a fight, then, like,
oh yeah, then I can go talk to him. Not, go. I'll accept all your punches. I'll take 100 I thought punches. It would have been like that too. Like, all right, if we fight and I win, I get to go talk, because he can just trash him, like, easily. Like, it's no contest.
Who, Thorfinn can trash him?
Yeah, Thorfinn could trash that dude, like, easily in a fight. Probably, I think he could one shot him. Like, I'm so serious. Like, dodge, weave. You know what I mean?
Probably.
I think he could one shot him with a punch, bro. and knock him out.
I just don't see why he would take 100 punches.
But you know, his thing is like no violence. But he already, I agree with you. Like, it's done. Because you already, not only that, but you realize, like, I can't do everything with no violence. Sometimes I have to use violence to get to a means of peace. Yeah, in, like, defense. Weird. So I don't know why they had him choose to get punched 100 times when he could just have been like, all right, you know what? We can fight. And if I win, I get to go talk to him. If I lose, you know, I lose, but I'm not going to lose. So it doesn't matter. But, you know, I do agree. Like, him taking 100 punches. And I think they're going to draw it out. I feel like if next episode doesn't get to 100 punches, like, within the first 2-3 minutes, bro, I'm going to be upset. Because if I have to wait, like, 12 minutes of watching him get punched, and there's, like, flashbacks or talks, you know what I'm saying? Like, in between, that's going to be stupid.
That's going to be dragged out. And, like, I don't even know what they would be flashing back to. Just, like, his past. Like, getting
punched. Yeah, like, every punch makes him think about the past. Literally, he's like,
not trying to watch
Oskalad, my dad, Leaf. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be so dumb. I hope they don't do that. And then Canute, I am surprised he was like, I don't want to talk to him. And then it went to his scar. I forget if Thorfinn gave him that cut on his face. Because it, like, zoomed in on that cut on his face. I don't remember if in the first season, like, they were training together or something. Oskalad probably did make him spar Thorfinn. It was like, hey, you want to be strong, you have to be at least, you know, these are, like, the kind of people you're going to go up against. So fight. And they probably did fight. And then Thorfinn just cut his face and they just let him, you know, left him there. I don't remember exactly.
I don't remember either.
But they zoomed in on his cut, though. So I'm pretty sure Thorfinn gave him that.
I think the highlight of this episode for me was Almer just, like, standing up for himself. I actually liked that a lot. Like, that felt
really that was really good. I like that, too. Like, he realized he's matured a lot in the past, like, week or 2 weeks or a couple months from, you know. Because it's only been, like, what, 4 months? 3 or 4 months?
Something like that, yeah. Well, I guess since we first saw him, maybe, like, 2 years.
Yeah. 3 years, really.
Yeah, he's changed a lot in the past, like, well, since, I guess, his family's been on the run, he's changed a lot. And the old man was like, you lost your farm, but
you got a man. Your son became a real man. Yeah. And I appreciate it, because he, like, that is, you know, like, he realized the situation, and he didn't let emotions or anything, like, he thought logically, like, this isn't the best thing to do. People are just dying. People are suffering. It's pointless. Like, so what? We lose this farm, but that's better than having everybody get mutilated and we, you know, all die. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's way better than everybody dying and they just taking everything. Like, they can take everything, but we keep our lives. Like, you know, like, come on. So
yeah, Kettle was silly for that.
He's just, like, a mad man. He doesn't even want to live anymore. Clearly.
He's silly for that.
And it's looking like the old master is in better health. Remember, they're saying he might die soon. That dude's.
Someone was commenting on that. They were like, he's very, like, conscious this episode.
Like, he's, dude's chilling. They were talking about he's, you know, he can't move, can't walk anymore. But we already knew his mind wasn't going, because remember, Snake was saying, like, his mind's going to go soon. He was like, I'm not gone. I can still think. He was in the bed. Like, I'm not a complete vegetable. So.
Okay. For predictions for Vinland next week, I really hope that they don't do the whole watching him get punched 100 times for the whole episode, because I would not enjoy that. Same. I hope if he does actually get punched 100 times, it's just off screen. But I feel like if he gets,
like,
punched
to the end,
he's going to be, like, messed up. Like, I feel like he won't even be.
Oh,
able
yeah,
to
he's going to be all bloody. He's definitely going to be all bloody, even if he can take those punches. But I don't know. Maybe he might dodge him and let him, like, get, like, slight punches. You know, like, absorb the impact.
Like, graze him.
Yeah, like, graze him. That's one. You know what I'm saying? He might do that.
Okay.
Or, like, go with the punch. You know, like, boxers, when they,
like,
get punched, they, like,
the punch or something.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Heavenly Delusion. I don't remember everything that happened in this.
Oh, we find out this episode was really good because it went back to the nursery. And I think that they are the main characters in like the dystopia. I feel like they're in the future. And when we go to the nursery, it's in the past.
Okay. But do you think they're the same people or different people?
No, I think that's their kids. Because remember in this episode, they were like, what's her name is pregnant.
Yeah.
And they look exactly the same. But he's a boy and she's a girl.
So you're saying you think
and they have superpowers. Like they all have like superhuman strength, but all the other humans we see don't. But for some reason he does. They look exactly alike. And now she's pregnant. So I think that's her son. And whatever that school is, I think it just fell apart. Because they showed up at one of the other places and it was just completely trash. And it wasn't as futuristic either.
Okay, so you think Maru is the son of the girl?
Yeah, I think Maru is the son of the girl, and I think the other girl is the son of the other two people. Or the daughter of the other two people.
Okay.
Because she looks like the other girl, remember? The girl with the brown hair that's just staring off into space? She looks like her. But then and she also likes another guy. So I think those two couples got each other pregnant, and then the people in the front were like, we didn't teach them this. How did this happen?
This is silly, because, like, all animals...
That's yeah, just, like, eventually learn how to procreate. Yeah. Even if you don't teach them. So
you think that the girl, like, the girl who looks like our main character girl, like, in the orphanage, she had, like, two kids, like, the brother and sister?
Yeah. I think either they had two kids or... Do we know if they're actually related?
We don't know. I don't think, actually.
Because I think they may have just had... Yeah, they were both in... I think they were just saying brother and sister because they were like... But he didn't call his other people siblings like that. The other people in the orphanage. So maybe they are related.
I don't know. Like, I mean, they were really close.
Yeah, but he didn't call the other kids brother and sister.
But he also...
He wasn't like, I lost my brothers and my sister. He was just like, my sister.
But he also was friends. Like kissing himself in the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
I don't know. Like, they may not be related by blood.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, they might not. I don't know. And the thing is, the doctor, from what we know, did like that procedure and transplanted his brain in her body. So that could be, you know, a thing or whatever. But back to the episode. It starts off with the future. People in the future. You see the alien girl who was the one that hung herself.
Yeah, she was weird. She's walking around all different.
Yeah, and she was all different. She looks like a prototypical alien. And she was like, I see a knife or something. Remember that?
She saw a knife?
They were taught because
the light in the outside, like they saw like a beam.
No. I'm talking about in the start of the episode, it was the alien girl and the dude that draws, and they were like sitting next to each other because, you know, they were really close. They were the only ones in their age group. So they were like super close. They were like friends. And then she was telling him like, hey, when you draw, you know, just draw stuff from your imagination, draw anything. And then he was like, I see a knife. Or something like, I'm seeing a dagger or a sword or something. And then all you hear is a scream from like one of the kids and their leg is cut. And then all the other kids are like, yeah, we don't know what happened. He just got cut out of nowhere. There's nothing here. Which I'm thinking the dude that draws was manifesting a sword in like his imagination, but it's real. And that cut the kid down there because he drew the sword like the fish with the hands, the man eater. And that was real.
So you think he is like imagination powers or something?
Yeah, I think he can imagine things. Like he can create things. They all got weird stuff going on because she healed his leg instantly. She walked up and touched like a freaking video game. Put his hands over the leg and just healed
med kit.
Yeah, med kit. So I don't know. And so that happened. And then she was like, "I know my purpose. I know my purpose. And then she went to his room at night and was like,
very existential character.
Yeah. She was like, I know my purpose and I know what I was made for. I can't do it anymore. And all I'll tell you is that these people are dangerous or something like that. And then she left the room. Yeah, grew wings, flew up top to the top of the thing and hung herself. And then he tried to go save her. He jumped off from the top of the balcony and just fell on the ground, like uninjured. And then she was just dead.
He
hanging
got like
herself.
Stopped by like light. I think it was
yeah.
Her.
Oh, she saved. She stopped him. She like stopped him from hitting the ground. And then she died. And then he was all sad about it. Like, why? Why did she do this? Why did she kill herself? And then the adults came in and they were like, oh, you got to leave or something. Like, you got to go back to your room. All this other stuff. And then it cuts back to, you know, or it's not. It cuts like, I want to say a few days later, because this shows the other girl who he also likes younger, because somebody was telling him like, yeah, he was the only person in his class and she killed or she's dead and she's gone now. So he's kind of lonely. And then she kind of just started sitting next to him and like, you know, keeping him company or whatever. And then he was like, thank you. And then it cut to like the future or the present day for them. And he was in their room. They were in the same room. She was like laying on his lap or like laying down. Her head was on his lap and he was just sitting up. And then, you know, from there, we can assume what happened because she's pregnant now. But
she got pregnant fast. Strong genes.
And so she ends up pregnant because remember, they took her to the back. Like the adults, they were like, we have to because she remember she was feeling sick.
Yeah.
So she was pregnant, or she was already pregnant.
Like a disease or something.
Yeah, so she was already pregnant. She had like pregnancy sickness or whatever. So I'm assuming they did it. I don't know when they did it. It wasn't that day. It wasn't that day, but they already did it. I don't know when it went down, when it happened. She's already pregnant. So then they take her to the back and they're like, they're all talking, all the adults. Somebody gets promoted, that random lady who just shows up, and she was speaking English. Yeah, she was speaking English at first. I'm like, why are you speaking English? And everybody else speaking Japanese. And then they went back to Japanese. And then she got promoted. And the other dude was like, what? Why is she promoted? Like, I've been here longer. And then some guy in the back was like, yeah, the guy in the back was like, oh, this isn't good. Like, he was up next, but they didn't promote her. But then the guy, we're all over the place, low-key. This is one of the worst descriptions we've done. But if you watch the episode, you know what you're talking about. And then, because they remember the people in present day, like the girl that's a dude in a girl's body, and then Maru. And
Kiriko.
They're talking to the guy, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to tell you about the three theories. And then also, I got a story of my past where, like, I was a breeder. Like, they bred me, and I was only there to, like, help them have children.
It was like a community of all women who were breeding, using men and like having them clean all day and using them for breeding.
Yeah, and using them for reproduction and basically saying like it was only ruled by women, like no man could be in charge. And at first I thought he was like, I was at this school and this is my number. I thought it was real too. And then she was like, let me see your arm. Rub the tattoo off. Rub the tattoo off. And he was like, all right, well, you know, I gotta go. And they are in front of the building with the emblem that they were looking for the whole time. And that's why he moved the car, because he seen it. He was like, hold on, let me move the car real quick. He pulled up. I thought he was about to drive off. When he first did that, I thought he was just about to leave him. She was just about to dip off. But he pulled up, reversed, and then blocked the little logo. And then she was like, he's wasting our time. This isn't true.
She was like, who parks like that? That's what she said.
Yeah. And then he moves and they see the logo. They go inside. They get like a little paper. It's a pamphlet with like, it shows the other branches. Like it's 12 branches and 3 facilities. And they're at one of the facilities and they're about to go look for the other two. But this is why I think it's in the future, because that one was all broken down and it didn't look as futuristic as the one we seen, but it was the same logo. It had 2 other facilities, 12 other branches. And it was like a school. And that's what the other people were at there. I had the school. And it's the same. Those are the same logos on their buttons. I don't know if you noticed their uniform on the buttons of uniforms. Yeah, that's the logo. Okay. So.
And they said it's a Takahara. And the lady during what we think is the past. She said she called it the Takahara.
Yeah, Academy. The Takahara. Yeah, the same thing. So I think that those people are in the past, not like super far past, but, you know, obviously far enough to have kids and their kids. Because why are they orphans? They're both orphans.
Yeah.
Neither one of them know like their parents. So I think that's what I think. That's my prediction. And that's pretty much the episode for the most part.
Yeah. The only thing besides that I see that maybe we didn't talk about the girl who's like not slow, but she talks really slow, and like the guy.
Oh yeah. She could see the, her Azura, presence,
like the wing.
Yeah. Girl. The wing, like her shadow just hanging. She was like, so I'm the only one that can see it. This is creepy. Like, what the heck? Like, you can see ghosts.
Yeah, that was the only thing.
And then also the three theories. One of them was like the war theory, like, you know, like nuclear war caused the end of the world, basically. The other one was like aliens came down to Earth and created. I think aliens came down to Earth. That's what I think. I'm not gonna lie. That's the one I think is real, because that girl looked just like an alien. Big ass back, like head, like an alien, bald, like, bloating.
You know what I think about her? I think that she was like. Because they said she's from a older generation of kids. Like, I feel like she was like a prototype. Like, they were.
But she was the most perfect, though. She was obviously she didn't look normal. Yeah, she could do. She could float. She could use light. She could heal people instantly. Like,
yeah, but she also like looked like an alien.
Yeah, she looked like an alien though. But none of the other kids can do stuff like that.
They have powers
that we know of. That we know of.
Like, they have, like, and maybe their their goal isn't necessarily for them to have, like, really big powers. Maybe they just want them to be, like, really durable.
And, yeah, like, I think they just want them to not be able to get sick and die, like, from disease. But so then also, the dude had pictures. He showed them pictures of, like, stuff flying in the sky? And she was like, that's just a bird. But it looked exactly like the girl that we saw with the green wings, that's what it looked like. That's what the picture looked like. Exactly like her. Oh, just really? Flying around.
I gotta watch again, because I forgot about that. I see a bunch of...
I forgot what the third theory was, but I think the alien one is...
nuclear war, aliens, and... I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know if it's like I have no idea.
You think it's
like,
just humans manipulating stuff and they created the Mandarin?
I could see that happening. Like they like testing and like maybe they accidentally created man eaters and couldn't get a control of them, and then the world just got thrown in. Well, not even the world, really. I mean, we don't know if this even stretches past Japan.
Japan. Yeah.
Is the thing. So I don't know. But I feel like her, like, I feel like she's just, like, she has all these powers, but I feel like they're probably aiming to make them more normal. At least more normal, because she just looks
Because they had the man-eater babies in the little incubation tubes or whatever, remember?
Yeah.
He was like, you want to see babies? And it was, like, half man-eater, a half human, and I guess when they grow up, they start looking more human. And then the powers they get are whatever they have from, you know, whatever that man-eater. Because every man-eater they ran into has had, like, different abilities and do different things.
True. And don't the adults feel, like, weirdly
they don't know what's going on.
Responsible or, like, they don't
know
what's
they're
happening?
Like, we don't know. Remember when that alert happened? They were like, we don't know what this means. This has never happened. What does this mean? And then they went up to the computer. The computer, like... AI thing, and she was like, you're asking me to diagnose myself. That's like me going to the doctor and the doctor asking me, so what's wrong with you? Like, I don't know, that's why I came to you. You're the doctor, tell me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Sorry, bro. So I feel like maybe this is just like an experiment being like passed on like generations. I don't know, like all the adults feel like so weirdly like incompetent about it. Like, I don't really get it.
I mean, the two doctors, they seem like they kind of know what's going on, but not necessarily like, I don't know. They're doing tests. They're running tests on the kids. And because when she showed up, remember when the other doctor showed up, she pointed out the girl exactly her for some reason. Like, right off the bat, there was like, oh, is that, what's her name? Is she, how old is she? Like, instantly, without them even, like, telling her who she was and stuff, she just kind of, when she was looking through the glass and they were in the pool, okay, for whatever reason, she just pointed her out. I don't know. So maybe those two, like the dude that got mad for not getting promoted and then the girl in the glasses, maybe they're, like, a little bit more knowledgeable. But everybody else does kind of seem like, what's going on? Like, what's happening?
I feel like they're going to, like, the two that got passed up are going to play a part in this breaking down in some way.
Yeah. It's going to be an uproar because I feel like her promotion is going to cause things to make a left, because there's going to be two sides, like you said. There's going to be people that agree with it and people that don't, and then that's going to cause like a discourse among the adults, and then the discourse among the adults are going to cause things to happen to the kids, but like inadvertently. Like, they're not going to purposely, you know, start messing up the kids, but their mayhem up top is going to trickle down and just break the order of what's supposed to be going on.
Because they already don't have control of what's going on. Like, they're just like,
kids getting pregnant. They got cameras on, and the people, remember, I was like, they don't even watch the surveillance. They don't even care. Like, dudes, like the whole screen went static, and they were just sitting there reading a book. And then they cut back on, and they're just like, oh, well, whatever. Like, it's fine. Like, no big deal. Faulty camera.
That's crazy. And No Hills Paradise this week. My predictions for Heavenly, I don't know. I hope we follow the, well, I know that they found the Academy, and this wasn't my theory for the Academy. For if it is everything's at the same time, present time, is that maybe they're at a different branch and this is just one that's broken down. But if it is like future and past, I could see that happening too. I just want to know like what kind of structure this thing is. Like, is it just like a dome? Because like they're getting sunlight, unless it's false light, like
human. Where the people in the nursery?
Yeah.
I think they're just in like a, I think it is false sunlight because they turn the lights on and they turn them off.
Okay.
Because like we never see, but we did see the outside that one time. Remember when it went to the adults and they were like, it was a cemetery where they buried the girl, and it was like sunshine and grass in that one area.
Was that outside? Was that in the dome?
It could have been inside the dome. It could have been like a fake outside. It could have been like a fake outside. But you know what I'm talking about? When they first initially took her body back and they cremated it, or they cremated the other dude, that was in love with, he was like, run far from here. Remember?
Yeah.
Run far from here. And then they cremated him, and it was a big ass man eater element. That's what I think it is. Like, it was they were like, what is this? Like, come here, look at this. So maybe that's the beginning of man eater. I think their experiments went wrong. And I don't know. Because it's like, they got the man-eater babies, right?
Yeah.
But then you got this dude that dies, and he has, like, this huge, like, random block of, it was, like, black and red that just came out of his cremated body. So, I don't know. It might not be aliens, like you're saying.
Or, I don't know.
And he got sick. He got sick too. But and then we find out that the people that get sick with the virus, they die and become man eaters.
Yeah.
So I think that is what it is. I think this is what I think that thing is gonna wake up and destroy the inside of the school. And then everything. That's, I think, the combination of the promotion, they don't know what that thing is, and it's gonna hatch and it's gonna be a man eater. And then, you get what I'm saying? Like, I think
what thing are you talking about?
They cremated him, his body, and then the dude with the glasses, the one that didn't get promoted, he called the girl or the old lady in the wheelchair over. He was like, hey, come here, you need to see something. There's something there's something in here. And it was just a big block. It was like a...
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember.
So I think that's a man, like an unawakened man-eater. Because he was sick. The kid that died was sick. So I think he had the disease that turns you into a man-eater. But they killed him and then they cremated his body. But that's like the remnants or an egg, so to speak, right? And I think the egg is going to hatch without them knowing. Because they're going to, you know, run experiments on it and see what it is. But then it's just going to, you know, it's just going to hatch and then it's just going to cause mayhem. And then you got the kids getting pregnant, right? And I mean, which isn't like such a bad thing, like it's not a big deal really, but then you got the promotion, right? And that's going to cause discourse among the adults. So the discourse and the chaos among the adults with the fact that that could possibly be a man-eater egg, like that's waiting to be hatched. I think those three things in combination is just going to tear down the school system. That's what I think is going to happen.
Okay, well, we only got, wait, what episode was this? 8 or 9? 9. We only got 3 episodes left. So, this has been a good one, for sure.
Yeah, I really like the show. It's really good.
Kind of sad that Hell's Paradise and this one are going to be off track now, as far as, like, ending at the same time, but...
Oh, yeah. But we got Jujutsu Kaisen, literally, after the right when this ends. Yeah. Because you said 3 episodes left, so... Jujutsu Kaisen.
And it's July... Jujutsu,
it's like July 2nd.
Spirits, and
yeah, that comes back.
What is the third one again?
Bleach, doesn't Bleach come back?
Bleach. I'm hyped. So
yeah, we got. We're rolling. I'm glad the new animes were good. Like Heavenly Delusion was really good. Like it was not at all what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like not horror, but like it was going to be dark.
Yeah,
and it's a lot more wholesome. I'm gonna be honest, like it's like it's some eerie stuff, but it's not like I don't know. I thought it was gonna be darker. I'll say
I
that.
I think it keeps the humor the whole
time. It's funny. It's and I don't want to say campy. It kind of is campy.
There's probably some campiness. I would say like I expected it, like you're saying, to be a bit darker. So it's like a dystopian, and there's like creatures and stuff, and like it has its dark moments, and I feel like it handles them really well. Like it switches well in between dark and like humorous, and like it's mostly for the most part humorous, and then there's like a lot of weird tones too that are like actually weird and make you think like what am I looking at, or like what is going on. So
yeah,
it's been a good show. Episode of the week,
probably Heavenly. We only had 3, either Heavenly or Demon Slayer, but Demon Slayer, like you said, the backstory on there wasn't really pulling me, you know, like making me feel for Morichiro. I'm kind of at the point where I just want to see them fight.
Yeah, this and the girl still has not done anything.
Yeah, she hasn't shown up. There's and there's only what, like 4 episodes left?
Yeah, it's like 4.
Yeah. So it's about to go down though. But I think the last episode might be like an hour long. So remember the first episode was an hour
long. That's true. They do always save like the best stuff for literally like the last 2 episodes so far, from what I've seen from the show. My favorite episode this week was Vinland, just because of I really like the Almer moment. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really good. That was my best animation, if I say Heavenly. The alien girl doing stuff. That was scary. I was like, bro, she gonna hang herself, but she got like wings and
yeah, like, like she must have she knew something. Cause she was like, I found my purpose. And yeah, so I guess weird. She didn't like her purpose, and she was like, I ain't doing these They're trying to use me. I think that's what it was. I think the humans were going to use her to like farm more of her, kind of like I don't know. I think that dude's story was kind of true though. Like when he was saying, yeah, it was run by women. Cause why didn't she promote that dude if he was the one that's supposed to be in line? And then this random woman shows up and she does like one thing. And then she gets promoted. So I think it's some like truth to his story. Like I think he's obviously embellishing. I don't think it's his story, but I think he took it from somebody and changed it. Cause he's really just like a storyteller. He's like an author. He was like, he kept on saying, see you later. thank you, or something like that in English. Like, he had his little send-off at the end of the stories.
Goodbye.
He's a scammer. Yeah, goodbye.
He's just like a scavenger slash scammer slash storyteller.
Yeah. I mean, he's a cool character, though. I'm not going to lie. He was nice. I mean, obviously, it sucks that he's like... But he is giving them valuable information. He's not scamming them, really. He's just...
I mean, he was trying to scam him.
He was trying to scam him. But it was like a good scam. It's like, you're scamming me and you're giving me entertainment. Yeah. Which is like, which kind of makes it better. Because he was like, well, hold on, hold on. I want to hear another one. Remember, Maru was like, wait, I want to hear another one. So
yeah. He's a funny dude. What was the other one? Best animation, best episode.
Moment of the week. Moment? Either Omer or... Or when, I don't want to say when she hung herself, because that's crazy.
But, I mean, it was a crazy moment.
But it was a crazy moment, yeah. I think it's between those two. When they showed her, when they just showed her, I'm like, what the hell?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was so weird. Like, she's just like this alien, like a literal, like, what you think of when you think of, like, a stereotypical alien just amongst, like, these regular kids. And everyone's just like, oh, yeah. Hi.
And everybody was just like, she's normal to us, like. Yeah. So.
And I'd say a good moment that I'll put for mine this week was probably when they showed the girl pregnant. That was like really
funny. Oh yeah, that was funny too.
I was like, dang. And they were like, what? She's pregnant. She's so young.
And then the episode ended, right? It was like, yeah. And with the music. So yeah. Like also 11. When Omer got hit in the head with the water bucket. That was funny. Or snake. Funny too. That was funny too. The water just dripping down his face. The bucket stays on his head.
She has like barely been in like in the show, and then like she just comes and does something funny. They did not like Vinland did not really do anything with her.
Yeah, she had like two moments, three. She smacked Arnhide.
Yeah, they were all bad.
And she hit Snake in the head with a water bucket, and then she also told Kettle, like, hey, your favorite slave messed up and you can't, like, this isn't something you can't punish, like, you have to actually do something, like, usually, you know, we kind of just let you do whatever, but you actually have to do something right now.
So all right, that's it for this week. We'll have Hell's Paradise back next week. Kind of sad to see these shows go because we're closing in on the final episodes, but also excited to see what the finales will be. But yeah, that is it for this week. Thank you for listening to Weekend Weaves episode 29. Peace out.
Peace.